importantly, be ready to do what you are enjoying, you know, because if you're enjoying it and you're having fun with it, you're gonna be more open to those late nights, early mornings. You're gonna be more open to the grind because it's something that you are doing and it's something that you're passionate about. So I know with the social media world that we live in, it's so easy to get caught up in comparing yourself to others and thinking you have to live this fake lifestyle that you see on social media. Be your authentic real self, enjoy what you're doing, and then you'll be able to open a lot more doors because it'll be genuine instead of it being forced or being fake. So finding your happiness within this role so that you can be more confident and comfortable in the grind, because it's going to be a grind.
There's no secret to it. It's just the fact that I have support. And, you know, that's something too that a lot of people don't realize, is that, you know, sometimes that's the only thing that's holding people back. They don't have a good support system. Like, you know, my husband does a lot of baby care. Like, he's a very, very involved parent. Our friends, our parents, like everyone kind of helps out. Like, people always say it takes a village. Like, it really does. But that's important because, you know, no one should have to lose their entire identity just because they have, you know, a child or a demanding career or whatever. You know, everyone deserves time for hobbies and, you know, just doing their own thing.
So I always like to call it a healing journey, because when things happen, you have to rebuild yourself. And next time you're not going to start off from zero, you're going to start off from 10. And next time you fall off, you are going to start from 20. And that way you constantly heal yourself, you grow, you get better, you get shinier, you get, you know, more intelligent, more wiser, more everything. So I really believe that when we go through something and we come out healed, that's like the bestest way to come out of it, because when you're healed, you don't hold grudges, you're not negative, you're not petty and whatsoever. You're actually just coming onto earth once again, but just better, you know. So yeah, that's how I see my life. Like, I go through a lot, like many other people as well, but when I come out of it, I like to come and look and feel healed.
He knew how much work I put into it, and I mean, he's like a little brother, and like he was the first person, not who wasn't a player, to find me. And he took off in a dead sprint at me. And I was like, oh gosh. And it was just amazing, because it was like, I was telling the guys how proud I was of them, but he was telling me, I'm so proud of you. And that's when it hit me, like, oh my gosh, you're right. Like, I did so much for this team. So that whole day was just so surreal. And I mean, it was a very long night afterward for sure. But it was one of the best moments of my career. And I think it probably will be one of the best for quite some time.
It mostly reminds me of my childhood, the good childhood I had growing up watching football and being crazy about it, learning to be crazy about it like my father. Most importantly, the reason why, you know, whenever I see the Ecuadorian jersey, I just love it, is simply because it's my dad's greatest gift to me. It's just the love for football, and especially the love for Ecuadorian football. So I'll try not to get emotional, so I'm gonna end it right here, okay? Y'all have a good day.